I think photography and its meaning to me changed or has changed dramatically since when I first wanted to become a photographer and then finding out I was a photographer. I thought that photography meant you had to be brave. I thought photography meant you had to prove yourself. I thought photography meant that you had to take good pictures. I thought that photography, in some way, equated to trying to prove yourself. And I think that all of those things certainly played into my early years of getting into the type of photography that I found myself doing, which was documentary photography or photojournalism or whatever you want to call it. But perhaps rather inevitably for myself, I found myself covering or wanting to cover issues and stories that were on the extremes of life. It was the moment in Libya where I think I discovered that for a number of years, photography had been using me, and I hadn't been using photography. And I can equate that to obviously to a moment in April 2011 that left two colleagues dead, several injured, including myself, and something then that would take years to put right again. So I think when photography means to me is that quite literally photography means everything, because I was in a position where I almost sacrificed my life for photography. And it's in stark terms, but truly, when people say photography is everything and they do anything for success and they do anything for this, to almost pay the ultimate price to do something that perhaps you wanted to do as a teenager, it makes you reevaluate what's important in life. And in the years past that moment, for me, I think I've worked hard for me to take control of the photography that I was making, to take control of the storytelling and to take direction and to take control in the direction that I wanted to go, and far less for it to be up to haphazard chance or fate. I think if you continue to leave or lead that existence of leaving things to chance and continually to cover the extremes of life, of war, of death, of whatever you want to call it, then the greater chance you have of paying the ultimate price. So now, photography doesn't mean everything to me. I've just released a book from my time spent in Turkey over the past 6 years. I have two children, I'm married, and I hope that in the years to come that I can continue to control that need for photography to be this thing that could conceivably once was a thing worth dying for, which it absolutely, categorically is not and never should be.